Gopi jana valaba girivara dhari yaya Gopi jana valaba Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna Yamuna tira vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Tava kunjariha Gopi jana valaba girivara dhari Jaya Gopi jana valaba Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Madhava Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Good morning, dear devotees. Thank you very much. For blessing me with your attendance. Thank you very much. I seek your blessings to say something. Hare Krishna. So today we continue reading, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. It's entitled Status Quo, chapter 23, entitled Devahuti's Lamentation, and today's verse number one. Maitreya Uvacha Pitribhyam Prasthite Sadvi Patimi Ingita Kovida Nityam Paryacharat Pritya Bhana Bhavaniva Bhavam Prabhum Maitreya Uvacha Pitribhyam Prasthite Sadvi Pachim Ingita Kovida Nityam Paryacharat Pritya Bhavaniva Bhavam Prabhum Maitreya Vacha Pitribhyam Prasthite Sadvi Pachimingita Kovida Nityam Paryacharat Pritya Bhavaniva Bhavam Prabhum. Please chant. Thank you. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya said, Pitribhyam, by the parents. Prasthite, at the departure. Sadvi, the chaste woman. Patim, her husband. Ingita Kovida, understating the desires. Nityam, constantly. Paryacharat, she served. Pritya, with great love. Bhavani, the goddess Parvati. Eva, like. Bhavam, Lord Shiva. Prabhum, her Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maitreya continued, after the departure of her parents, the chaste woman Devahuti, who could understand the desires of her husband, served him constantly with great love, as Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, serves her husband. Purport. The specific example of Bhavani is very significant. Bhavani means the wife of Bhava or Lord Shiva. Bhavani or Parvati, the daughter of the king of the Himalayas, selected Lord Shiva, who appeared to be just like a beggar, as her husband. In spite of her being a princess, she undertook all kinds of tribulations to associate with Lord Shiva, who did not even have a house, but was sitting underneath the trees and passing his time in meditation. Although Bhavani was a daughter of a very great king, she used to serve Lord Shiva just like a poor woman. Similarly, Devahuti was the daughter of Emperor Svayambhuva Manu, yet she preferred to accept Kardama Muni as her husband. She served him with great love and affection, and she knew how to please him. Therefore, she is designated here as Sadvi, which means a chaste, faithful wife. Her rare example is the ideal of Vedic civilization. Every woman is expected to be as good as chaste as Devahuti or Bhavani. Today, in Hindu society, unmarried girls are still taught to worship Lord Shiva with idea that they may get husbands like him. Lord Shiva is the ideal husband, not in the sense of riches or sense gratification, But because he is the greatest of all devotees, Vaishnava Nam Yatha Shambhu. Shambhu, or Lord Shiva, is the ideal Vaishnava. He constantly meditates upon Lord Rama, and chants Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Shiva has a Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is called the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. Unmarried girls worship Lord Shiva so they can expect a husband who is as good as a Vaishnava as he. The girls are not taught to select a husband who is very rich or very opulent for material sense gratification. Rather, if a girl is fortunate enough to get a husband as good as Lord Shiva in devotional service, then her life becomes perfect. The wife is dependent on the husband, and if the husband is the Vaishnava, then naturally she shares the devotional service of the husband because she renders him service. This reciprocation of service and love between husband and wife is the ideal of householder's life. End of the purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Pachitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamine Chinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Dhamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinataranam. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So since we are beginning this chapter, I just want to make a little overview of this chapter. This chapter describes that finally Kardama Muni noticed and acknowledged the service of his wife, Devahuti, and she kind of conquered her husband with her humility and service attitude. And she, by this attitude, she got everything she wanted in this world. I mean, at the end of this chapter, Devahuti, she admits that because they enjoyed all these years, enjoy on this flying palace, she said, this was just a waste of time. So we just enjoy our senses and we lost so much time. It was foolish desire, she admits that. It was foolish desire that she did. And you know, in this chapter, it's actually heavy. Srila Prabhupada, in Srila Prabhupada's purports, it's heavy for those who identify themselves with the woman body. And this kind of purpose could be kind of outdated because, it's not Vedic civilization anymore. It's only some remnants left. So it will be very difficult. And, I'm a little bit afraid to say that, if you start talking about this this topic, that the wife's supposed to be obedient to the husband, nobody wants to hear that anymore. But this is in Vedic civilization, in that parts of the world, for example, on the east somewhere, or Asia, those remnants of Vedic civilization remain more or less, people live peacefully. But in this materialistic civilization, Western civilization, it's a problem nowadays. Okay, so back to the topic. So this is actually the secret of material and spiritual success. This is the secret of not success, even the happiness. Material and spiritual happiness is a service attitude. By that, we can achieve a lot in our life, by this service attitude. Everybody, in order to achieve something, just like Kardama Muni gave her wife everything he had, I mean, all his opulence, I mean, all his achievements that he achieved in his life, he shared with his wife. Why? Because she faithfully served him. Here's in a purport, it explained that she was a faithful, humbly serving his husband as Parvati, also similar story when she served Lord Shiva, even though he was just a poor man. Ultimately, because this powerful man, they can grant whatever they want the wife wants from them. So this is actually our duty. The same, it's applicable to all kinds of relationship, the disciple serve his guru, just like subjects or citizens serve the king. And this is a duty of every living being. And ultimately, all the living beings are meant for serving God. This is the ultimate goal to serve, because we know this verse. Jivara Svarupa Hai. What's the beginning of this verse? Krishna Nitya Das. Jivara Svarupa Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das, right? So we, by our constitution, is the servant of God. And actually, this principle, I have to tell that it's, when we apply it to this world, it's very easy to misuse this service attitude, because when we hear that, especially it's hard to, it could be understood wrongly, because when especially the men, when they start reading this chapter, and they trying to misuse this opportunity, telling that, yeah, I'm a husband, you have to serve me. And they can start to humiliate his wife, or if the guru also can misuse that opportunity, he can exploit his disciples and the king with their own consciousness. He can also exploit his citizens. But anyway, this the whole principles, it's very important, the service attitude. This is a means to conquer the mercy from other people, the person whom you serve. And in all the Vedic tradition, it's always stressed this, and we have to learn how to do this, how to attain this service attitude gradually by spiritual practice. Yeah, because nobody wants to serve others. Everybody wants just to enjoy. This civilization is only for enjoyment. In the schools, in colleges, in university, what they teach how to enjoy life. But it's very important for children to think that the service is important, and by the service attitude they can achieve also most of. I got it already. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Isn't it beautiful?
Thank you. Thank you. So this is nowadays it's like everybody thinking that this is a slave mentality to serve, but actually in reality this is a strategy how to achieve how to get love and happiness in life. So this must be understood properly, and this is actually the only way how to achieve love. By serving others, serving God. So this is applicable to all kinds of relationship. It's of course very difficult to serve, and you know, in the Vedas, why it is explained everything in the Srimad Bhagavatam, explanation of why the woman should do this, do that. To be obedient to the husband. Why it is all explained every time in the Vedas? And I know many women, they just kind of feel offended by thinking that, you know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Vedas, it's explained only the duty and responsibility of the women. Why it doesn't explain the duty and responsibility of the man? Why it is explained? Because, you know, it's a big responsibility on those who are not the lower but subservient. This is a responsibility of the woman. If she start to serve the husband in a family life nicely, doing her duty nicely, then the man, he has no other choice but to take care of her. In other way, the woman should not even demand from man to protect the wife, because when she do it properly, doing her duty properly, the man naturally he will start to protect the woman. Because we're saying about that protection of the woman, right? This is true, protection. But if the woman doesn't want to be protected, he will not protect her. So the woman must be in a mentality that I'm weak, and I need help from somebody, from my husband. That natural relationship will be, and this is will be peaceful. Actually, this solves a lot of family conflicts and problems in life when women start to do their duty. And please understand it properly. It's not applicable only to the men and women. It's also applicable to the men also, but man has another duty. He have to serve the Lord, and he's working outside of the world, and he serves others. And when he comes back from his work, the woman must give him, because ultimately in the next purport, Srila Prabhupada explained that this is the nature of the man. I mean, he's trying to dominate over the woman, and it's not only for the woman. He actually wants to dominate the whole world. But you know, he couldn't do that. But at least he can dominate in his family. So he just and give him that opportunity. That will be all right. It's not nothing wrong with that. I mean, if we properly have a good relationship, it will be loving relationship between disciple and guru, between subject and the king, citizen and the king, and ultimately between servant of God, between devotee and the Lord. Because if we think if the woman think we all equal, I mean, or I'm higher, I'm better than, she will not be able to serve the husband, you know. Just like, you know, this atheistic, actually, atheistic mentality of everything is, everybody is equal. It started with the French Revolution. When it started, what their motto was there, freedom, brotherhood, and... freedom, brotherhood, and hold on. And equity. Yeah. So that's actually this actually materialistic and atheistic mottos, and it's also communistic. What communists wanted? Everybody equal. But unfortunately, nobody is equal in this world. Everybody has a hierarchy. So if everybody will be equal, so this will be chaos. So that's why Srila Rupa Goswami also explained, in spiritual life there is also hierarchy. Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari. And we have to follow and we have to relate to each other. Of course, the safest position is to think that I'm lower than everybody else. Just like this story from Mahabharata, when the Yudhishthira and Duryodhana was still in Gurukul, Dronacharya, he wanted to give them some lessons, and he asked, called Yudhishthira and said, go out and find the person who is lower than you, I mean, the worse than you in everything. So he gave him just a few days or a week, I don't remember how long, but he went away and he was traveling all over the places and he was trying to find the person who is worse than him. And he couldn't find the person worse than him, because in his mentality he was thinking, I am the lower than everybody else. So see that mentality. And that's why he was living in harmony with the whole world. And another day he returned to his guru and saying, sorry, Guru Maharaj, I didn't find anybody who is worse than me. Everybody is better. Another example is Duryodhana. He calls Duryodhana and asks him, my dear Duryodhana, go ahead and find somebody who is better than you. So he went away, and his mentality was different. He walked away around, and he didn't find anybody who is better than him, because he think, I'm the better. This one is too weak. This too ugly. This is too bad, and I'm better than that. So see that mentality. This is very important. So this is a service attitude. We have to understand properly. And in a relationship with in a family, yeah, if woman and man think that we are all equal, there will be fight. There will be no peace. If imagine that two men in the house, they will be fighting, or two women, they will be fighting between each other. That's why somebody have to be subservient. And of course, we again, we should understand it properly. The man, of course, though, if you serve the man and man doesn't serve anybody, it will be again spoiled. The relationship will be spoiled again. We're talking about the ideal of Vedic civilization. Right now, it's only a little remnants, as I explained, remained remnants of the Vedic civilization. What's the stumbling block of the relationship? What the main quality that slow down this relationship is the envy. If the woman envy the husband or the husband envy the wife, because of the enmity, they also will be this relationship will be degraded. It's not pro unhealthy relationship. So this is a law of getting the mercy from the subject of the to whom I serve. Just like also, you know, it's there is one story about the in a Central Asia, there is one devotee. He told his story. He said he was in a big family. He had like 6 kids in a family, and he at one point he was fighting with his elder brother. And his father saw him fighting with his elder brother, pull him away from the fighting, beat him up a little bit, and tell him to call. It's hard to explain to you, but you know, in English, there is no understanding between you and you are. If your first language is English only, you couldn't understand. But in Russian, we have a subtle feature in calling others respectfully, not just like you, because you is like it's like familiarity. But we are approaching others. You are, for example, respectfully. You are. So this in our language and in Sanskrit too, you have to explain approach address others as you are. So the same thing the father said to this boy, you have to call your elder brother you are, addressing him as you are. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
You are. So. And he was very unsatisfied with that. Why should I call brother you are? He's equal to me. I don't like him to do that. But later, when his younger brother grown up and start fighting with him, the same when the father saw him fighting with the younger brother fighting with the elder brother, he took pull him away, the younger brother, beat him up, and asked him, the younger brother, to call him you are. And then he finally understood, yeah, this is a proper, actually, this is nice. So when we are, immediately when we start calling others in respectful way, immediately the situation and relationship changed, all of a sudden. That's why we're trying to develop this service attitude, Trinada Pisu Nichinata, Aurora Pisa Hishnuna. Yeah, this as a servant. But of course, in the material world, since we have until we get liberated, we should follow the Varna and Ashrama. We should follow all this according to our position in material world. Of course, when we get liberated, we will understand everything is everybody is a servant. But you know, the Manu, Svayambhuva Manu, that's why he made a law book for everybody to follow in order to make a harmony in the society. So this is a kind of explanation what we should do. And this is a culture, yeah. The culture which we have to, and the principle we have to learn between everybody, between all kinds of relationship, not only between husband and wife. When we are talking that the wife, again, I just don't want you to understand it improperly. It's only, I mean, it doesn't mean that only, I mean, in a family life, it should be only in the family life. Like, but any everywhere else outside of the family, both and husband and wife should feel themselves servants of the Lord and everybody else. I mean, this is a spiritual culture. Hold on. Another thing I want to mention, that in this verse, Srila Prabhupada translate and Maitreya said about the sadvi. Sadvi, it's a name for the woman, and sadhu for the man. This is a Sanskrit grammar. The same thing is prabhu for the man and prabhvi for the women. Because those who knows the Sanskrit grammar, when they hear prabhu for the women, and the same if you called woman mister. So the same is we called mister and missus in our society. It will be weird if you come up to the woman and said mister and this and that. So it will be cut their ears. So I actually, after the class, I approached Hridayanand Maharaj and asked him, he's a scholar. And I said, sadhu for the men, sadvi for the women. Prabhu for the men, prabhvi for the women. He said, yes, this is the correct understanding of the... But it's only grammar. You can. I know that's the whole movement about that, but I don't want to be political. I just want to tell you about the this Sanskrit grammar. So this is also important. And as you remember, Maharaj came to 1 month ago from India, telling his story when his grandfather asked his granddaughter, calling the mother. That's very important. From very beginning, you just invest the consciousness of the mother, motherly affection from very childhood. So in this world, the maternity is lacking. Maternal energy is lacking nowadays. Mostly the women, they just show their sexuality. They're trying to attract men by their sexuality. And of course, since the man is very lusty, they can feel that. They can, by the sexuality, they can control the man. And they just, how to call it, handcapped under the... Handpacked. So that's why, because the man is very weak, they become handpacked by the women. And women really actually misusing that sexuality and trying to control. But as a result, the relationship will be degraded and destroyed. So like this, in this chapter is explained, and yeah, maybe somebody would not like it, how Srila Prabhupada explained. He actually explained the ideal Vedic civilization, Vedic culture. And the Vedic culture, is we see it less and less and less. There's only some little remnants remained of the Vedic culture. But as Maharaj said, that who came, I forgot his name, but he said we should at least start to talk about that. That will be enough for now. So if we just start to talk, maybe gradually it will come. Another thing that that in a relationship there will be always like will come up the situation when somebody will provoke us from humility. And the whole world actually will be provoking, and whole society, and including Vaishnava Association, they will be provoking always. Just like in the 90s, you know, we was brahmacharis, and everybody was picking up false ego of each other. it was very difficult. But anyway, we have to learn the humility. Just like there is one interesting story about Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha, he was traveling throughout the villages, and he was preaching his philosophy in one village. And while he was doing his class, one listener at the end, he didn't like his preaching. Lord Buddha, he was preaching that everybody should be non-violent, everybody should be kind and tolerant. But this man, because his whole life was like big suffering from others, he got so much suffering from others that he didn't like that. He said it's all wrong, even though you're talking about this, but nobody follows. So at the end of the class, he came up to Lord Buddha and spit in his face, in Lord Buddha. And what was the reaction of Lord Buddha? He said, "Do you want anything else to tell me?" His question was. And he turned around this man and went back home. So he didn't say anything. But the whole evening and whole morning he was thinking, this man actually has a genuine quality about what he preaches. I spit on him. And you know, he was expecting that Lord Buddha will say something in return or start to chastise him or beat him. But his reaction was zero. So he turned around and went back home. And he was thinking, this man is a good one. So he made a garland for him at night, for Lord Buddha. And next morning, when Lord Buddha giving class, he put this garland on him respectfully. And Lord Buddha again asked him the same question. Do you want anything else to say? And this man said, why are you asking this question? I don't understand, because I didn't say you anything. Yesterday I didn't say you anything. Today I didn't say anything. And Lord Buddha said, yes, you told me a lot by this action, by spitting on me, by putting garland on me. This man said, I have a question. Why you didn't react? Why you wasn't you feeling bad when I spit on you, and why you feel joy when I put garland on you? And Lord Buddha said, because I am not your slave. I'm free, and I am free to act as I want. So in other words, when the world will provoke us, so we shouldn't react in such a way that supposed to react. Many times we know Srila Prabhupada react differently. Right now I'm reading Shruta Kirti's Prabhu, What's the Difficulty book. And Shruta Kirti Prabhu, he always was very much surprised every time when somebody asked Srila Prabhupada how he would react. Nobody could understand what was his reaction, what his answer would be. So, because Srila Prabhupada wasn't the slave of this world, I mean, he was higher than that. He was above the modes of material nature, because the modes of material nature, they act this and that, and you can expect what they how they can react. But when we above all this, we wouldn't worry about this world, and we'll keep going with our service attitude, serving the Lord. And also, in order to not to... I already said that. Yeah, so back to the story about the There is one story from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, third chapter, about the Sukanya and Chyavana Muni. It's also similar, I mean, not similar, but also when I searched the word sadvi, it also came up this story, the Sukanya, the husband of Chyavana, she also called sadvi. And she was very, because she made a mistake, you remember that story? And her father gave marry her to very old and bad-looking Chyavana Muni. Plus, to all this, he was very bad character. Very bad character. But Sukanya, she was faithfully serving him with faith and devotion. And what was the result? As a result, he asked Ashwini Kumaras to give him some medicine so he would become young and full of energy and beautiful, beautiful young man. And the same thing, the Sukanya, she didn't say that, well, father, what did you do? You know, you married me, because Srila Prabhupada explained he was like a grandfather to her. Grandfather, and she would say, I will file a lawsuit on you, father. You know, you it's a bad. No, she faithfully served her husband, and there is a result was very good. I mean, she was very her father was very much surprised when one day he came to visit her daughter, and he saw a young man next to his daughter, and he said, come on, are you forsake your old husband, now you enjoying with this young man? It's not good. I mean, he's about to chastise her, but she was just smiling, and he understood that this was the same person. So another thing, we could get bad situation, we could get all kinds of obstacles, but we should, by tolerance, by humility, we can attain even from God everything we wanted. I mean, of course, we shouldn't be so foolish to ask some material things from God. But if we serve Him, the God will satisfy all our spiritual desires, and of course, material desires too. But we have to cultivate spiritual desires. Even from God, the God, even He would not have other choice how but to satisfy your desires, like Krishna to the gopis, Naparayaham, he said, I cannot return you back, but your service will be your reward. So if we by this service attitude we can pull the mercy towards us. We were pulling mercy towards us by serving attitude. And the subject of our service will have no other choice but to give us what we wanted. And the women should be smart enough not to... Of course, they control in the family. The woman control, but the wise woman controlling in a wise way. Because tomorrow will be very heavy purport about that. You will hear the tomorrow purports about the women. If they do it, everybody will be happy. Everybody will be happy, ultimately. Maybe not in the beginning, but ultimately we'll be very happy. And we all be happy. When the good, healthy relationship develops, everything will be in a good thing. Thank you very much. Sorry for my bad explanation. Thank you. Yeah, Mother Madhumati? Mother Madhumati wants to add something.
Thank you, Vyasasuma Prabhu, for the excellent class, balancing and talking, you know, nicely. And it's important, like you said, to, like Maharaj was saying, Bhakti Pracharaka Maharaj was saying, it's important to express the ideal. We're talking about Vedic culture. You were mentioning the Vedic culture, and here we are hearing about Devahuti and Kardamuni, and that's a story that is very I would say, very ideal. But we have also stories in the Bhagavatam and in the Mahabharata, the Ramayana. For example, just in the Bhagavatam, we have Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Now, Gandhari is said to be one of the chaste wives, yeah? So is Mandodari, so is Draupadi, so is Sita. And you see in their lives, they are the chaste women there that we look up to. But we see in their lives that in spite of them being very chaste, they had the most difficult time. If you look at Gandhari, she gave up everything for Dhritarashtra. And what did she get? What she got in return is that she lost all her sons. She had no sons left. What did Mandodari do? She tried to tell Ravana so many times, you know, give up Sita, give back Sita, you know. And so you see the male ego, the, you know, the, in his case, the Dhritarashtra's ego or his hurt or his feeling that he couldn't get the kingdom and all that, and Ravana with his, you know, lust and whatever. I find that that there are a lot of the Dhritarashtras and Ravanas right now. So they were may have been a couple of them before, few of them, but people come from a lot of broken families, screwed up families, and they get married, and because they come from such screwed up families that even if the wife is serving, you know, or, and you know, that's also in spiritual masters we see sometimes that's the situation. Do you have any advice on the situation, as far as, you know, women serving the husbands and husbands are screwed up? And
thank you for this point. Unfortunately, yes, because the culture is so much degraded and so many men trying to dominate and exploit, right? But you know, if we take not only the relationship between husband and wife, but between disciple and guru, the bigger responsibility lies on those who are lower. So the first step should be from the junior to the senior, because you know, the Krishna said that according to how you surrender, I will reward you, right? So responsibility, because it's a man nature, you know, you cannot just, but his nature also, ultimately, his bad character will melt, and I mean, it will turn, ultimately, of course, we need a lot of patience, humility, tolerance, and it's easy to say, but very difficult to do. But this is the only way to attract love from other whom you serve. I mean, this is the only way, service attitude. Maybe somebody else can add to that. Maybe Prangavinda Prabhu can.
Okay, Mother, I got you.
I agree with your expressing the dynamics of that ideal reciprocation when the superior is being served so nicely and humbly that superior will be inspired to, you know, to fulfill all the needs of the subordinate. She's mentioning, Madhav Mantia is mentioning the broken families. What I observe is that these broken families, most of them are raised by a single mother, most of them,
mm-hmm.
except in your. And that woman has to compensate for the lack of a male partner helping her and supporting her. And therefore, the children and any girls and and the boys, they just don't get the right picture, the right, yeah. They're not in the right environment to be trained mm-hmm. For the ideal relationship of a male and female together raising a family. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Kali Yuga, yeah. It's so yeah. difficult. I mean, we shouldn't expect the good relationship, but we should at least try something. But expecting, it's so
yeah,
difficult. Kali Yuga, yeah.
It's such a disadvantage for the children to grow up in such a environment. It's sad.
Mm.
Yeah. Just to recall the repercussions of a broken family.
And as I said, the maternal energy is lacking right now. Maternal, motherhood.
Yeah.
Because a lot of sexuality around, but no motherly energy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we know even in culture, the mother is the first guru. Not the father guru, first guru, but mother. Yes. All right. Anybody else could add something? All right. Thank you for your time. Appreciate your time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.